Hi, this is Carolyn with Numi.com, the professional coach directory. Today I'm interviewing Mike Pumphrey in Portland, Oregon. Mike, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So can you start by describing your ideal client for us?
So the people that I like working with are in the workforce. They're not necessarily in retirement, but they've had some years that they've been in working. And I find that people get to a point where they're not quite working in the way that they want. They're not quite making the progress and making the progress on their goals that they wish they were. And especially these days, there's a lot of money anxiety out there where people are scared. People are not feeling that kind of confidence and empowerment that they wish they had. And so I look for people who are at that point where they're kind of not going to take it anymore. As in, this should be easier. I am tired of feeling anxious. So, and it takes some time to get to that point where you've seen what happens out there in the workforce, whether you're working for yourself or you're working for someone else, and you're just looking to unblock yourself and kind of get out of your own way. So I find people who are blocked but ready to make some moves that they haven't made before tend to be my preferred client. I also have a preference for working with people for whom the kind of standard financial media space is not talking to. For example, if you look at blogs and books and things, there's definitely kind of a traditional like expectation for how you're living your life, you know, the husband and the wife and the kids and the everything. And I find that lots of people don't see themselves in those archetypes. And I like working with people that are living life a little bit non-traditionally. And I find that if other people aren't going to speak their language and speak to them, then that's what I want to do.
Fantastic. And do you have a certain process that you like to use to help your clients achieve their goals?
I like to spend a good portion of the time on the practicality of money management and money understanding, but I don't like to spend all of the time on that. I think that a lot of money folks think that just because they're a money nerd that everyone else is, and that's totally not true. A lot of people are just interested enough in their money situation such that they can not have to deal with it and they could go about the things that they're really passionate about. So because of that, I like to do maybe three different areas. So one side is the practicality, but there's also the emotional component of money too. As in, I want to work with people to help them move from feeling perhaps out of control and anxious to feeling confident and self-assured. And one of the ways we do that is by digging deep and learning about your own money identity, or what I call your money story. And then we talk about your identity, how you've become who you are. Because where you are right now may not be where you want to be. And so understanding where you've come from will help you make the necessary changes to get to the place where you want to go.
That sounds great. And Mike, what kind of feedback do you receive from clients after you've worked together for a while?
I think the most common feedback I've gotten is, wow, I didn't realize how much I needed this. I think that people are used to feeling bad about money. They're used to just sitting there kind of like this anxious knot in their stomach, and whether maybe they've had fights with a partner or with their parents or their kids. And it's just this feeling of lack, like I should know this and I don't. And people don't even realize how much they need to talk about the emotions of money. And when we work together, it's like the floodgates open and people are saying to me, I feel so much better because I had all this stuff just inside me and I didn't realize how much it needed to come out. And so people feel a sense of relief and clarity, and where they understand themselves in a way that maybe they didn't before. And actually, the other piece that comes out in work is a little bit of excitement, where people feel like, hey, I can actually do this. And that might be a feeling that they've not had before. So I think people come in not realizing how much they needed to deal with the money emotions, and they come away feeling a lot more energized. And I think that's great.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And finally, can you tell us a little bit about your background? How did you get into coaching?
So I got into coaching through my own anxiety. So I'll be totally honest there. My background is my own money story involves a lot of money insecurity and money anxiety. And the way that I originally dealt with that is by becoming a total money nerd, like understanding everything about money and budgeting and how to eke out every dollar. And that helped me for a time. And then I eventually realized that I needed to work on some of the things that were not just about the money, it's about kind of where my scarcity mindset came from, for example, and where my anxiety was coming from. And I realized that I felt so much better when I got my financial house in order. And I realized everyone needs this. They may not realize that they need it, but they do. And I started, I guess, maybe about almost a decade ago, kind of hanging out my sign and saying, I want to do this, and started working in the local community and, you know, friends and friends of friends. And every time I did it, every time I worked with someone, you know, I'd get off the phone or leave the coffee shop and I'd stand up and do that Rocky pose, like, you know, or felt like I was really making a difference. And I've found that I've taken a lot of my skills and a lot of my experience, whether it was when I was doing music or when I was working in software, and took that all to kind of mate the emotional side of things with the practical side of things. And I just really realized that people who have money, which is everyone, they need help. And I feel like I am the person to help a lot of those people. And it just seems, every time I work with someone, it feels like this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing.
Fantastic. Well, Mike, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.